City Council meeting for Tuesday, July the 15th, 2025 is called to order. Invocation by Father Paul, St. Thomas, by the City Catholic Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Gracious and almighty God, we come before you this evening with the gratitude for the gift of community, for the city we call home, for the opportunity to serve and to be heard. Lord, we thank you for our mayor, council members, and all public servants gathered here. Grant us wisdom, humility, and spirit of justice as we discern what is good and right for the people we represent. Remind us, O Lord, that leadership is not a merely position, but a sacred trust to uphold dignity, justice, and peace. Bless all who are gathered here, residents, neighbors, leaders, and workers alike. Join us together in mutual respect. Help us listen deeply and speak kindly, even in disagreement. May this meeting be guided not by the personal interest, but by the common good. Let the truth rise above all, and let the compassion remain in every decision. O God, bless this city, protect its streets, enrich its diversity, and help us walk forward, not in fear, but in hope. May peace dwell in our neighborhood, and may your justice roll like a river through every part of our shared life. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
Call roll, please.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Considering our previous minutes from a regular council meeting and committee of the whole of 6-17-25, there are no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
I have none.
All right. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mayor.
What?
Real quick.
Ma'am.
Back to announcements. I've thought of something.
Okay.
It's not really an announcement. I just wanted to say to the Parks and Recs Department for the pop-up party that we had with the hot dog eating contest. What a fun night. The kids had a blast. So kudos to everybody that had something to do with that. I know it took a whole lot of people in the city, but it was very well enjoyed by the children and many of the adults in the community. So just wanted to shout out and say thanks.
And we have Mr. Hot Dog here.
Yeah, Mr. Hot Dog's here.
Who is now Mr. Peachtree.
So, sorry.
That's okay. No problem. Moving on to finished business under ordinance. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance. Modification of signage amendment. Oasis at Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? I have a question. Was this a variance from our? Now, forgive me.
Was this a variance?
Was this a variance of some type? Was it a PUD modification? What was it?
It's a PUD modification.
Okay.
It was a sign with a sign for advertising, mm-hmm. a larger sign at the Oasis mm-hmm. that we tabled in the last meeting because it didn't fall under our sign ordinance. And we had concerns that if we did it for this site, it would open the door for all the other leads to apply for it as well.
PUD modification.
Okay. Call the roll.
All right. Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
No.
Councilmember Mitchell?
No.
Councilmember Blaylock?
No.
Councilmember Boyd?
No.
Mayor Kennan?
No. Moving to new business under resolution. Resolution approving a temporary permit for sales trailer at Margaritaville Resort Development Site.
Move to adopt the, go ahead. Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a use agreement at the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber 52nd Annual National Shrimp Festival.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a service agreement with Offset Consulting LLC for Police Department Instructor Training.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting the donation of forensic equipment for the Police Department from Forensic Pieces, Inc.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a memo of understanding funding agreement with Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation for the Fire Department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for Towfish Sector Scanning Sonar System to scuba.com, $34,046.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. Go ahead. What is the lifespan on this piece of equipment? Do we know? I mean, is it like a 1 or 2 year deal and then you have to upgrade or?
No, I believe it's probably going to be a 10 to 15 year item. Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't know if they like get newer models and better models and we'd have to constantly.
Well, with electronics, everything moves like that nowadays, but usually I think it's 10 to 15 years with maintenance and software upgrades and stuff like that.
That's perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chief.
Is that your question?
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to public hearing. Public hearing for consideration of conditional use approval for Kiel RV Storage 3rd Edition. All yours, buddy.
Yes, this is, again, a conditional use request for the Kiel Storage 3rd Edition, and the location is 27103 Canal Road. In the General Business Zoning District, this is a request to construct 3 mini warehouses. Planning Commission considered this at the meeting last month, gave it a favorable recommendation on 9-0 vote. If we go our next slide. This is just a street view of the site. Next slide. This is an aerial map showing the site location. The site location is east of the existing Kiel Storage buildings. We go to our next slide. This just shows the site plan layout of the 3 buildings on the site. They came to City Council last year for a conditional use request, and that was for 2 buildings. Those 2 buildings were each 11,000 square feet, so it's 22,000 square feet total. And so with this, if we go to our next slide, that's just going to give you architectural elevation. It's going to look very similar to the buildings that are to the west. Next slide. So it's 3 mini warehouse buildings. Each of those are 9,000 square feet, 27,000 square feet total. Each building will have 6 storage units or compartments. They also have an awning addition that they're going to add to the existing building, storage building that's on the site. Building coverage is less than 20%. It meets all the setback requirements, building separation requirements. Building height is just 26 feet to the ridge. 50% of the site will be landscaped. There's no parking required because it is mini warehouse proposed use. They're utilizing the existing driveway onto Canal Road, and it's all going to be gravel for the vehicular use area. Next slide. Again, mini warehouses, that's conditional use approval under general business zoning. The architectural design color is going to be the same as the buildings to the west. The mini warehouse, there will be mini metal sided, but the front or the building close to Canal Road, that side is going to have a board and batten facade on it. So the only condition of approval would be adhering to the conditional use guidelines that's in the zoning ordinance.
Thank you, sir. Questions for Griffin?
I have none. Thank you, Griffin.
Thank you, Griffin.
Open the floor. Anyone have any comment on this addition? Okay, if not, I'll close the public hearing. Moving to ordinance, the first reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Keel RV Storage, third edition.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Abstain.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
So that means it can't move on, right, because of the abstention?
Because of the...
I'm sorry.
Okay. Do what?
I have a conflict of interest.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right, we are all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we'll move right into the committee of the whole. Read these in their entirety, and then we'll ask questions. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. All right, consideration of previous minutes, work session of 6:24, special called, regular council meeting, and committee of the whole of 7:125. Miscellaneous, set a public hearing, declare three vessels as abandoned after Hurricane Sally, authorizing disposal, 8/5/25 proposed date.
Mayor, where are these at?
Where are they now?
Where are these at?
I have no idea.
Woody Speed, Coastal Regulatory Manager. We got three vessels. One is in Terry Cove, one's off Boggy Point, and then another's in Cotton Bayou.
Terry Cove, Boggy Point, and Cotton Bayou.
Cotton Bayou, yes, sir. They're all submerged or taking on water.
Thank you.
Thank you, Woody.
Thanks, Woody. Discuss accepting donation of real property.
Jamie?
What was that? Was that Nathan?
I believe it's the property of the school.
Yeah, the Nathan Cox. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, Nathan Cox called me, and he's the dear friend. He wants to donate some more school property to the school. So I told him we would like that, appreciate that. So we're going to work forward south of the school. Yes.
Towards the garden.
Yes.
Community garden.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to work through then the logistics and mechanics of doing that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anything else? That's good. Okay. Moving to resolution. Resolution authorizing the purchase of holiday decorations from Jubilee Decor, $259,668. Resolution authorizing execution of task order with GeoCon, material testing, $7,730 for Jubilee Road improvements. Resolution establishing fees for Expect Excellence Pre-K After School Program. Resolution awarding the bid for debris clearance, disposal, sand reclamation. Resolution accepting proposal for debris monitoring, disaster management, and recovery services. Resolution declaring a speed radar owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus, unneeded donation to Town of Alberta. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture, hot shop improvements, $14,400. Questions on any of that?
Mayor, I have a question on resolution 4 and 5. Renee, when are those bids? When do you do that?
The bids are opening at the end of the, yeah, before, at the end of the month, before the next council meeting, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they've been posted.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's all, Mayor.
All right, any other questions? Okay, if not, then open the floor for any comments, questions, before we go home. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Council. My name's Sam Spencer. I'm a resident of Orange Beach. And I'm accompanied today with Grant Nichols. Grant and I serve as the president and vice president of the Bear Point Civic Association. You know, we call this place home. It's a beautiful place. We love it. Vacationers love it. Guests love it. Everybody loves it. Just like our logo says, life's better here. You know, Grant and I always kid around about Orange Beach being like Mayberry. He says it's Mayberry with beer. I say it's a Norman Rockwell painting, seeing kids walking and riding scooters to school, playing on the beach, playing in the park. We live in the perfect place. Nowhere else beats it. As president and vice president of our board, one of the things that continually comes up is about the growth of our city. feedbacks from our constituents down in Bear Point is really about how we're managing growth of our city. We understand the principle of by right construction. We know that there will always be growth. There will always be new buildings. There will be things that that some people may not like. But we understand the by right construction. We also appreciate the moratorium, the 9 months. That's going to hopefully buy us some time to make sure that our infrastructure and other things keep up with the pace. However, we believe our city officials have a responsibility to protect our community and preserve our little slice of paradise here. So what we're here today is to ask you, as mayor and council and as candidates, to pledge and commit that you will not support any effort, recommendation, or petition for any upzoning during your term. We believe this is crucial to managing the growth of our city. We believe that it'll help give us the time to upgrade our infrastructure. And we hope that eventually we can save our little city. We don't want to be a Destin. We don't want to be a Biloxi. We don't want to be any of those. We want to be Orange Beach. And to do that, we've got to make sure that we don't let development flush us out. So that's what we're here asking. We'd also like to ask for your pledge and commitment to explore and support all the alternatives to any possible lower density alternatives within the city. So when you have those types of projects come up, mm-hmm. whether it means altering our ordinances or whatever we have to do, we'd really like for you to explore those, because we believe that we need to manage our population growth, and doing that by lessening the population density. So we'd like to hear from each one of you about your commitment and pledge to do that. Unfortunately, we have a meeting on Saturday, so I know that it's kind of quick under the gun. And then lastly, in closing, I'll say this. Just comments from a lot of the people that we talk to in our neighborhood. On August 27th, we all have to come together as a community regardless of the outcome of this election. There's a lot of noise out there. We don't want to hear about the noise. We want to hear about you. We want to hear about you as candidates. We want to know what you're going to do to make it better, what you believe needs to be changed. We don't need to participate in the noise. So kind of the way we approach it, if there's not an ethics violation or an ethics investigation or a criminal charge or a criminal conviction, we don't want to hear about it. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from y'all. We want to know what you're going to do to make our city better. So with that, I'll say thank you for your service to our community. I know it's thankless sometimes, but I want you to hear it from us in Bear Point that we thank you. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate y'all.
Just a quick question.
Sure.
How long have you lived in Bear Point, you and Mr. Green?
So I've been a weekend warrior in Orange Beach since 95. I've lived in Bear Point for 10 years now.
So you've seen the undertaking of the redevelopment.
The
trailers and the new cottages and all of that that we started on in 2020.
When
2004,
me.
Your experience in a great positive growth down in Bear Point.
Yes.
Maybe to the liking, not to the liking of some residents that have been there forever, but I call it the resurgence, the redevelopment mm-hmm. of Bear Point and that whole area down there with all the new housing and stuff.
And we appreciate all that y'all do for that. Yeah. I'll just say something real quick. When I first started looking for a house to be a permanent resident, I told my realtor, do not take me to Bear Point. And about 2 weeks later, I was buying a house down there. So,
two weeks later, you were head of the homeowner association.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't go to a meeting that you're not prepared for. So, but we are fortunate to have served for 8 years each as president and vice president, and we do appreciate y'all's support.
Yep. Thank you.
So, look forward to hearing from y'all on our ask for your pledge and commitment.
Thank you.
My record speaks for itself. Anyone else? Okay, if not, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you all for being here.